This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What are you doing over there?
Hmm?
What? Nothing.
What? Where?
In Ukraine. What are you up to?
Ukraine? What? Ukraine? Nothing's happening in Ukraine. Ukraine of all places. Where do you get this stuff?
No, it looks like there's some sort of NATO expansion and a CIA-backed coup and something about Joe Biden withholding $1 billion.
Want to get impeached?
Impeached? You can't impeach me.
In that case, just shut up.
No, I'm not kidding. It looks like Russia is massing on the border.
Well, it's fine. We're sending Anthony Blinken over there.
Oh, to prevent a war?
No.
Okay, well, what's he doing?
He's going over to protect democracy.
Oh, democracy. I love that word.
Terrible news.
Oh, no. Russia invaded Ukraine.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, because Vladimir Putin is evil. So,
because Putin's evil?
Putin evil, Zelensky good. That about sums it up.
Okay, so the largest country in the world decided to invade a country the size of Texas, and the only reason you're giving me is Putin evil?
Big country, little country. You get it.
I'm confused.
Well, you don't like the fact that a bigger country invaded a smaller country, do you?
No, I mean, I guess not.
Great, you're fully on board. Here's a Ukrainian flag.
Hey, have you heard about the Ghost of Kiev? He's this lone fighter pilot. It's protecting the whole city. He's already downed like 6 Russian airplanes. It's incredible.
Whoa, really?
No. But there are these guys on Snake Island. When the Russians demanded they surrender, they responded, "Go f*** yourself."
It's awesome.
Whoa, really?
No. No, that didn't happen either. But did you hear about the Russian atrocities? They are committing war crimes against children.
Oh, my God. Really?
Nope. But it doesn't matter because we have to defend Ukraine. They are our military ally.
I don't actually think they are.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it anyway because, after all, we've got to defend democracy.
Okay, so what are we doing to help? I mean, can we mediate? We can call for peace?
How many zeros is in 100 billion?
You're writing them a $100 billion check?
Yeah, I mean, I was writing checks in the tens of millions, but I was running out of checks, so I'll just do one big one.
How much have you sent them?
You mean how much have you sent them?
No idea. Literally impossible to know.
Okay, well, where's it all going?
Again, who knows? Up in smoke, or whatever bombs do.
Ugh, that's so much money. Has there even been an official declaration of war yet?
A what?
I've never even heard of that. No, there was a declaration that Putin is evil.
Sure, you heard me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm really convinced that Putin is evil.
Well, of course Putin is evil. I mean, if he's not evil, why would he drive our gas prices up so high?
Putin drove our gas prices up?
Well, gas prices are high because of the sanctions that Putin made us put on him. So.
Oh, sanctions. So this is hurting Russia.
They've never been better, actually.
Okay, well, what about our oil supply?
No, it's awful. Actually, we're having to sell our strategic reserves.
You mean use?
No, sell.
Sell to who?
China.
You know, our enemy?
Okay, if we're having to sell our strategic reserves, like, why don't we just pump our own oil? Don't we have domestic production?
Unfortunately, somebody already banned all of the pipelines and drilling permits, so can't use it.
Yeah, that was you.
We're going green.
Gas prices have doubled.
It's a transition.
Transition into what?
Transition for climate change.
I thought we were talking about the war in Ukraine.
Oh, right. Well, the weapons that we're giving Ukraine are extremely fuel efficient. We can kill thousands for the same amount of emissions as a small SUV. So, progress. And hey, here's some good news. Somebody just blew up Russia's underwater pipeline.
Oh my God, who?
I don't know. Who could it be?
No one's going to believe that. They're going to think you did it.
Me? The U.S. government?
You know Russia has nukes, right? Like, is this game of brinksmanship really worth it?
I'm in my bunker now.
It's pretty nice.
What was that last question?
I said, is it really worth this game of nuclear brinksmanship?
A few final stories, and then Jay Dyer's going to take over. And then in about 55 minutes, the great Owen Schroyer with the War Room, Infowars.com/show. I'm very thankful to all the viewers and listeners and the great crew for the work they do. That Harrison Smith video, the Ukraine war pitch, is a Bandai video. It needs to go viral. I mean, it's gone viral. It's got 75,000 views, but some of those videos he's put out have gotten 5-10 million views. It's very important. Please share it. Bandai video right now. Take action. Ukraine war pitch, Harrison Smith, in his section, Bandai video. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and T-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back on this Friday the 13th broadcast. Let's look at some of these other stories we haven't hit that are very important. Here's the New York Post. Bill Gates dodges Jeffrey Epstein questions during Ask Me Anything. Reddit chat doesn't want to discuss how he was basically running Jeffrey Epstein. Meanwhile, two women who claimed by prosecutors that were raped by Andrew Tate say they've made it up. It's all a lie. Now, I don't believe any of this, ladies and gentlemen, but that's where these psyops are. The real abusers go free and the victims remain secret. Then if you anger the establishment, they go after you. But it's not just two of the six women that the media is claiming Andrew Tate and his brother assaulted. It's their female assistant. And here she is speaking Romanian, but I'll try to read for radio listeners as best I can. TV viewers can read it yourself. The transcript of the closed captioning, the English translation of her saying, "Deep State's after us. This is made up. None of it's true. We would never do this. It's not happening." Here it is. I kind of got started late. So I'm going to have to really focus on this to read it because she talks fast. Start it over. "Why did you help the Tate brothers? Were you obligated by the Tate brothers?" Continue. "Have you witnessed moments of abuse by the Tate brothers?" "We are innocent. It is a completely fabricated case. We are innocent. There is no such proof." "Who would have fabricated the case?" "The orders are from abroad. Does anybody have problems with the Tate brothers abroad?" "Yes, they speak truths that hurt." "Were they behaving nicely?" "They behave well with everyone." "I was never abused either." "Why do you think the case was fabricated?" "There is no evidence against me," she says. "There is no evidence against me." "Do you regret collaborating with Tate brothers?" "They did not do anything either. They are innocent." "They talk too much and scared high-ranking people." "They scared too many high-ranking people." So there you go. And you know, I didn't even know that Andrew Tate was running webcams and stuff years ago until after I knew him. But the guy's world champion kickboxer, his brother's world champion chess player, his dad was world champion chess player, and his dad turns out was CIA. And I don't know what's really going on. He sounds like a spy or something now that I know more about him. But this whole thing reeks of WikiLeaks. and what happened to Julian Assange. All right, let's go ahead and move on to these reports. Look at this out of Russia. Russia declares full control over Soledar in first major win in months, taking a major city. GOP congressman introduces resolution to place a permanent bust of Zelensky in the U.S. Capitol. NATO ramps up presence in Ukraine's neighbor. Russia sends in biggest guns into Ukraine. And now this video, shock video. It's on Infowars.com. Knife-wielding suspect taken down by bystanders at Walmart. Crime's exploding. Insanity's exploding. This is why we need good people to stop bad people. Roll it. Go ahead and shut it down. There's too much cussing. We're having trouble covering it up. All right, let's continue now here before Jay Dyer takes over here in just a few moments. Catastrophic outcomes. Davos elite worried about global volatility, cost of living crisis, which they've helped implement and orchestrate, and say they're having their meeting to restore trust in government with the private corporate mouthpiece quarterbacking the entire attack. Meanwhile, Brazil has concentration camps set up in it. Owen Scheuer did a great report on it. Jay Dyer takes over now, but the last 5 minutes of the hour, we're going to air that report with that information. Jay Dyer takes over. Thank you all for your support. Only you keep us on air. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Get incredible products. Only way you fail is by sitting on the fence and not taking action. I thank you all. Now take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill selling out. Last final copies of my signed book, Great Reset and the War of the World, InfoWarsStore.com. This is an InfoWar. We need your funds. Thanks for your support. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, best-selling author, takes over now.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are covering the rest of the Milner-Fabian text, the text that gets into the history of the CFR, the history of the EU, the IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, all of these globalist institutions that exist that are running our world, setting our policy, which came to the forefront, especially in the last 3 years, given the CUFID and that whole false narrative. We were basically put under the directive of international institutions telling us what we have to do in terms of our daily lives, telling us how we have to be transitioned into the next phase, according to the lockstep document of the Rockefeller Foundation from 2010, the next phase of the Great Reset business plan. It's a business plan that's rolled out in phases, in successive stages, requires big catalyzing events to bring us to that next phase. Of course, 9/11 was a huge catalyzing event for the past 20 years, or about, 22 years past 9/11. We just seen the new 9/11, the slow-motion 9/11 of the CUFID narrative and the rollout of the bioweapon vaccines or experiment. It's not actually a vaccine. You know what I mean. Well, how do we get to that? What is the history of all that? And what's the next phase? What do we expect to come? That's what we're going to talk about today. And I had mentioned that we can't just think about politics as really the only sphere that drives society and drives culture. Religion drives culture. Literature, media, the arts drive culture. Business actually drives culture. Money, monetary policy, finance, all of these things drive culture. And what we learn from the last century, and even going back into the 1890s, is that people like the Fabian socialists, the revolutionary Marxists, they had figured out that you can actually steer and create culture for control. And one of the things that was pointed out in the Rotzew Milner Fabian book that I hadn't really thought about as a person who studies the history of culture creation is that if you think about the post-war period, whether post-World War I, where they really experimented with what I'm getting at, it's actually post-World War II where the PSYOPs were rolled out to a degree that had never been seen before. And this involves the reconstruction of post-war Germany, post-war Japan. These societies were actually tested with high-level psychological warfare operations on the part of the Allied powers. Now, I'm not saying that that makes the Axis powers the good guys. Where we always think in these very controlled, managed dialectics. In my view, World War One, World War Two, and the Cold War were essentially high-level control dialectics. And they were controlled by the deep industrial power base and the deep finance power base that is essentially identical to what we call the Anglo-American establishment. And so that establishment, in my view, as Dr. Carol Quigley says, arranged these two world wars and the Cold War. And they did that because they had a long-term goal, a long-term plan, which would be the reorganization of society, including church, state, the world, commerce, the economy, and even business itself, to go under something that would be completely new, completely different than it had ever been seen in the history of the world. There had been predecessors to this position, to this worldview, like Plato's Republic, but that had never been instantiated. Plato's Republic is the seminal form of a technocracy, even though technology, right, was in a very primitive, nascent form at that time. Now that technology has come to full fruition, these elites believe that they can put us under a fully idealistic utopian socialist project, which requires the mass killing off of most of the earth, mass depopulation. So we'll get to that in a moment. We want to look at how church, education, the state, business, economy, everything has to be revolutionized. All these areas are being changed. That's where we are right now. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're discussing the history of psychological operations and social engineering to change entire cultures, and how post-war civilization, post-war Europe, became a primary testing ground for how to perfect this technique. And the CFR, the OSS, and the CIA, and other culture-creating organizations were heavily involved in post-war Europe, in terms of not just the creation of the EU, the common market, all of these types of supranational institutions. They were actually involved in testing out new techniques for how to engineer societies to go against what had been their traditional approach. For example, in Germany, post-war Germany, the OSS and the CIA, via the CFR, had put into place a lot of programs to re-educate post-war Germans into becoming an agrarian society to deindustrialize Germany, because, of course, Germany was the central powerhouse of Europe prior to World War II. And so this allowed a lot of experimentation with the Morgenthau Plan, a lot of experimentation with reengineering that society to teach what we might call neoliberal values, to change that society. Now, it's not just Germany. It's also other testbed areas, and I've argued, if you go back to my previous Fourth Hours, where we did a whole analysis of Douglas Valentine's book on Vietnam, and how Vietnam was an exercise not really in fighting communism — that was maybe one level of this — but it was also a mass reorganization of populations experiment. It was a mass reorganization and re-education experiment. So while it's true that re-education camps is something that we think of as a communist thing, it's not exclusive to communists. Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes actually invented the slave labor camp, and this would be used later on in places like Bolshevik Russia, where they would have re-education camps, gulags. All of that is a model that was kind of pioneered by De Beers / Cecil Rhodes' diamond mine empire. And that was something set up by Lord Milner and Lord Rothschild to essentially expand the British Empire. And by expanding and testing out certain techniques of corporate control, which included slavery, not just racial slavery, but slavery in general for wage slavery, that same model gets exported to other countries as a test experiment for corporate control. Did you know the Bolshevik Revolution was really run out of London and New York? We've lectured through all of Anthony Sutton's books, and it was done for the purpose of the advantage of certain corporations, particularly the American Industrial Corporation at that time, other entities connected to J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller interests, other bankers as well. That allowed for experiments in not just reorganizing society, but the new ways to create essentially private labor, private slave labor. We see the same thing with private industrial prison complex labor nowadays. It's the same model. It's just now done in terms of the state prisons, which are actually private prisons. That's the same principle of slave labor. And that same model is now what we're seeing. Oh, now Jordan Peterson is supposed to go to re-education camp now, they're saying, right? I mean, this is crazy, right? But this is not just a communist idea. It's also a monopoly capitalist idea utilized by socialists and communists. And now with the new model that we're going into of the corporate capitalist socialist mix system that we're going into, known as technocracy, all of those elements are coming into play. But it's really crucial to understand that this was perfected to a scientific degree in the post-war period with the reconstruction plans in terms of World War II. And it didn't stop with World War II. post-war reconstruction plans, the Schuman plan, the EU plan, all of those things were reconstruction plans coming out of the post-war plans, right, of the reconstruction of Europe into the European Union, which it turns out was actually a Milner-Fabian creation as well. It wasn't actually, there was a German plan for that. A lot of people think it was a German plan. It was actually a Milner-Fabian Socialist London plan together with the American power elite. It was not mainly a German plan. There were some German socialists who also favored the idea of the creation of the EU. But all of these institutions go back to the same structure that I've been talking about and lecturing through for the past few weeks here on the fourth hour. And if we don't understand that, we're never going to understand that all of these institutions have the same origin. All the institutions today. And that helps prove and demonstrate that we're going through a 100-plus-year plan. It's a strategy. It's not a bunch of idiots running things. There's a layer of idiocy. Okay? It's like a cake. Okay? And there's like the devil is the center of the cake. And then you've got a layer of really smart people around him, right? High-level demons. And then you got a layer, it's like a layer cake of idiocy, right? Well, the layer of idiocy protects the really nefarious, malicious people in the inner core of the cake. But most people can't penetrate beyond that. Oh, Biden, they're all a bunch of idiots. They're incompetent. The layer of incompetency protects these people. And so this week, I noticed on Twitter, people were talking about, 4chan figured out that the SPARS document predicted that it would come out, that the stabbies are killing everybody. It was a 4chan. That was Alex Jones and the researchers at InfoWar that put out that documentary. I came on that same week, I think a year and a half ago. It was emergency broadcast. I think it got about almost a million views where we went through the SPARS document. We talked about back then how the SPARS document actually predicted the reaction of the public. And if you remember, the document says that who gets the blame? Oh, it's these public officials. Now, I'm not saying the public officials shouldn't get the blame. But the point is that nobody who's actually running this stuff really gets picked out or blamed, right? No Bill Gates, no Klaus Schwab, none of these people. You always burn a few of these sort of low-level people, like a Fauci or something. Now, I'm not saying that Fauci isn't a criminal or whatever. He is, but he's not running all of this. Okay, he's just one of these scientism minions who's been there for, 20 or 30 years doing a bunch of AIDS psyops, right, and AIDS testing. So they just applied all that research that he had learned about AIDS to all of this the last 3 years, obviously. But that's not who's really running. This is way older than people like Fauci and even Bill Gates. It's way older than Klaus Schwab. Where's Klaus Schwab come from? Did he just pop up and create Davos? No. He was recruited by a Kissinger for a special society out of the Harvard Research Project run by the CIA. And that was to create another kind of layer of this giant devil cake, you could say, right? He's another layer of this cake, which is the public face of Bilderberg. That's why he used to be part of Bilderberg Steering Committee, right? I think he was ahead of it at one point. And who set up all that? Well, it was a conglomeration of Fabian socialists, SS members like Prince Bernhard, David Rockefeller, and members of the Milner, Fabian, Rothschilds, Rhodes, Milner, collided in set circles. Right? That's who set up all of these institutions. In fact, the EU is really a creation of Bilderberg, which is the inner group that I'm talking about. Right? That's these people. People like Churchill, for example. He was actually a stooge of these people, if you get into the real history of Churchill. And I'm not saying that makes all the British people bad. It's not the British people. It's not the American people. It's the elites that run these things at the CFR, at the World Economic Forum, at Bilderberg. That's who's really calling the shots. Fortune 500, Fortune 100, that's who's setting up Federal Reserve, setting up IMF, World Bank, United Nations. The United Nations is a successor to the League of Nations. And if you didn't know, Churchill was actually a Druid. You'll look up the pictures of Winston Churchill at his famous Druid Lodge, and Druids believe in worshiping the earth and, of course, getting rid of most of the people. Many of them do. So don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I guess those.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I want to remind you to support the InfoWar by going to the InfoWar store and getting all of those excellent products there, especially the books. I'm really enjoying Alex's Great Reset book. Looking to do a good video analysis and podcast on that text pretty soon. But you can also get my books in the shop at my website. Go to jaysanalysis.com. You get access to my archives if you sign up for the website. You can also get access to my material on Rockfin, which is a great free speech-based platform. Now, we were talking about culture creation and how this was done as a mass kind of experiment in the post-war period following World War II, and that this allowed then in the Cold War a lot of other theaters of war to become culture creation experiments, and a lot of those individuals involved in that culture creation, re-education, psy war techniques, then went from the OSS, not kidding, to being the heads of the major media outlets, the heads of the major networks. They all come out of the OSS, the people from the CIA. So they took that wartime psychological warfare information and scientific technique, and then they applied it to mass media. They also had control of most of the press at that time. All the big media outlets back in the 40s and 50s were already controlled by the very people that we've been talking about. So we're deep into this. This is not something that we just elect a few politicians and we're out of it. I'm not saying that you can't elect good politicians. You can. But we have to understand the real diagnosis of what the situation is. Right? If we don't understand the diagnosis, if we don't accurately diagnose the problems, we're just going to be spinning hamster wheels and never solving anything. And that's precisely how this system actually works, is that you're constantly given false leads, false conservatives, fake right-wing people to follow, and then it never goes, nothing ever gets fixed, nothing ever changes, because there's never an identification of the actual superstructure of how the system is run. And you're always kind of within a predetermined circle, learning and disagreeing and fighting over the daily news cycle, and you're never seeing the big picture. That's why I always try to focus on the big picture, because the daily news cycle is important, but it only really makes sense in terms of the bigger context, the bigger picture. You'll notice that when they developed the psyop of news, I'm talking about the local news and the newsman, the Tom Brokaw kind of, barking at you about what you're supposed to think and all this, that they never gave you the big historic context. And that's what we try to do here, because we have to understand that this is not something that you can understand without a bigger paradigm. How are you going to fix these issues if you don't understand what the long-term plan is? And the fact that this long-term plan has been kept from the masses is precisely how it has been so successful up to this point. People just didn't know what a technocracy was. People in colleges, universities, they're not taught about this until you get to like the highest levels of doctors, medical people, and international relations people, who are the people that they recruit into this stuff. That's it. There are other people, they're not really involved in this. Maybe there's a couple philosophers who got recruited into this that are mentioned in Quigley's text, people like Isaiah Berlin, I think, people like Karl Popper, right? This is why Soros names his institution, the Open Society Institute. That's Karl Popper's book. So there's a handful of kind of high-level philosophical academics who've been recruited into this, according to Quigley, since in the 20th century. So there might be one or two academics, that are philosophers or whatever. But for the most part, this is people in international relations, people who are lawyers, people who are high-level CEOs, business people. That's who's recruited into this kind of stuff. And so they were already pulling information about this out of the libraries back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And if you go and look up the day tapes, this is a really important overlooked piece of research. There was a conference held in the late 60s under the Planned Parenthood organization of all the top doctors in the United States at that time. So this is the elite doctors, and they were all brought to this one location to be taught by the head of Planned Parenthood under the Rockefeller aegis that there's a plan to have enforced vaccinations of all Americans, to have a implantable chips or some kind of RFID tracking. At that time, it was pretty low-tech, so now it's a lot more advanced with nanotech, right? There was a plan to increase through degeneracy and sexual control the complete changing of the moral landscape of American sexuality. That was all mentioned in this 1969 plan. Look up the New Order of Barbarians. The whole four-hour lecture is on YouTube if you want to find that. And that lays out actually this whole conference's plans. Now, the reason we know about that is because one of those doctors that was there happened to be a Catholic, and he went to, in the 1980s, the what they called it, Pro-Life League. I don't know if it still exists anymore. But and then he leaked this, and so it's known as the day tapes. And I think a lot of people, kind of like the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars documents, they probably thought this was something very speculative or a conspiracy theory, which might be plausible had we not gotten into a situation where now by 2023, most of the things mentioned in that have rolled out, right? I mean, who would have thought at that time that you would have, the push for things like universal basic income, the push for total technocracy, the push for changing your gender. All of that stuff was mentioned back in the late 60s in this document. Also look up the Berylson Jaffe memo, which is also fostered by the Rockefeller Foundation as well. It's sent out to all the Planned Parenthoods, and it says the same thing: creation of technocracy, getting rid of having families, basically promoting every type of sexuality, not because of anything to do with freedom or liberty, but rather to do with the reorganization of society. So you have to understand that all of this makes perfect sense when we look at it from a psychological warfare, from a war perspective. It's warfare that's being waged. And culture and economic warfare are two elements of warfare that most people don't know about. People think of warfare as tanks and bombs and soldiers. No, no, no. That's old school. Okay. Warfare, especially in the 20th century, developed into economic warfare, developed into culture warfare, and the creation of toxic culture as a form of ideological psy war. If you don't understand that, you'll never understand what's going on around you. You'll never understand that all of pop culture is basically toxic culture creation. It all comes out of MKUltra. And it's just, and even myself, somebody who studies this all the time, I mean, it was new to me that I didn't even know about the post-war PSYOPs experiments and re-education in terms of the post-war Germany, post-war Axis powers. And then I didn't know about the post or the Cold War experimentation in culture creation. So here we are every day, you know, even we're learning new things. Things come out, historians break new information. This is why history is so important. If we don't know history, we're doomed to repeat it. So what are the areas of society that this plan for 120 years has been attempting to reorganize? All areas of society. The church. Church is now being reorganized into, after the introduction of ecumenism, higher critical liberalism, and the idea of the social gospel, liberation theology. It is to turn the church not into an institution focused on repentance and belief in resurrection of Christ or this kind of stuff, but rather to turn it into an NGO or a tool of soft power. During the Cold War, with C.D. Jackson and the doctrinal warfare program of the CIA, which is now declassified, now well-known, look at David Wim Hof's book. Now that is a change from the promotion of Americanism to turning the churches into institutions of a new global religion. Pachamama, that kind of stuff. So that's the end goal of the world religion ecumenist movement now. Is its new phase, its next phase is to, as Aldous Huxley says in the Perennial Philosophy, create a new generic world religion where all the world religions blend into a giant blob. Education, right? Madame Blavatsky, Horace Mann, John Dewey, all of these socialists and theosophists, and many of the theosophists were, the theosophy is basically the creation of the Fabian Milner social circles as well, social circles. It's a Fabian socialist institution as well. They all said, let's change education to be not something where you learn to critically think, but you become the socialized cog in a giant system. So it's a socialization tool, public schooling in America, not a tool to create critical thinkers. The state becomes an engine of the march of God in history, as Hegel said. Hegel is the ultimate statist, right? And the technocratic state is a combination of Hegel and Plato. It's the idea of the state basically being the voice of God in history. And so it determines truth and falsehood. The corporate state. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We were talking about that process of history culminating in the mega point. So we didn't say that. They wouldn't call themselves Hegelians. You probably heard of Hegel from, if you're an InfoWars fan or if you've listened to, you know, people in the alternative media, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, right? We know that that's a technique of kind of manipulation and social control and psychological warfare techniques to manipulate with false dialectics and then present you with the synthesis, which is the solution to this manufactured thing. Well, for Hegel, it was something much more than that. It was actually the process of reality itself was in his thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and all of history is kind of working itself out to this, what he called an omega point, which is where all of reality would become God. And so he's very influential in certain ways to transhumanism. And his vehement critic, Nietzsche, was also influential for transhumanists because Nietzsche thought that the Übermensch, right, the overman would eventually emerge and kind of be beyond all limitations, beyond all morality, beyond good and evil. So there's kind of elements of all of these figures, as well as elements of Platonism in terms of technocracy that go into the overriding view of today's elites and where they're trying to take us. And Hegel's idea that we could evolve to the history itself would produce God, right? We've heard of people like Ray Kurzweil. I don't believe in God yet, right? Because God would be the thing that emerges from creation that is the sentient AI or whatever. And this is, again, very close to Hegelianism because the idea is that as we evolve to transhumanism, or as we evolve to what he called the omega point, All of reality becomes spirit. All of reality becomes self-consciousness and is God. God in process coming to self-realization that all reality is God. I mean, that sounds crazy, but I mean, isn't that kind of what New Agers teach? Isn't that kind of what Eastern religions teach? And believe it or not, Hegel was actually involved in Hermetic secret societies. This is now confirmed. There's a book, Hegel and Hermeticism. Now, again, I'm not saying that the world elites are, you know, going and hiding in bunkers and reading Hegel, right? Very few people can read. I mean, he's almost unreadable. But that's his philosophy. That's his process philosophy that did influence a lot of people, and including people in the transhumanist movement. So if you have heard of Noah Yuval Harari and the way he speaks about things, and Klaus Schwab and Ray Kurzweil, they may not be self-conscious Hegelians, but they're definitely influenced by this train of thought, this dialectical process philosophy that is moving us towards transhumanism, or this belief that we can transcend time and space bodily limitations through technology. Now, I think that's a pipe dream. I don't think you can actually achieve those things. Certainly, technology can help us. But what I'm trying to get at is that these are real philosophical things that real power elites do believe and do get into. And if we don't understand their approach and their ideas, how could you ever go against this? You don't even know what you're fighting. So I was talking about the reorganization of societies, cultures, civilizations in every area of life. That's what you're up against. That's what we're up against. We're not up against political opponents. It's much wilder and crazier and far-fetched beyond anything like stupid politics debates, right? It manifests in politics, but it's much more than that. We're talking about the changing of religion everywhere and across the entire globe. We're talking about not necessarily the eradication of it, but turning it into a tool for global power structures for globalism. Religion as an NGO for globalism is what I'm saying. Education is purely socialization, purely indoctrination. That's it. The state is, as Hegel says, the march of God in history. Okay? And I'm sorry if you're a libertarian. That doesn't mean that it's a vindication of libertarianism. For libertarians, it's the private corporations that own the state. Now, I know many libertarians who believe in opposing monopoly corporatism, right, would agree with that, or monopoly capitalism. But it's much more than these older debates of, you know, free market versus, centralization. It's way beyond that. We're talking about full-on post-industrial austerity, great reset, shutting down of everything. And that's why what you're hearing called for is not people that are stupid that want to shut down gas stoves. It's not dumb people who want to call to ban cars. They're not dumb people. They're a layer of dummies run by highly sophisticated psychological warfare and mad scientist elites. That's why they want death care, euthanasia. That's why they want the banning of cars, the banning of meat. This is warfare 101. Plato said you have to control the plebs and the people at the bottom of the pyramid, what they eat. You can't feed them meat, feed them grains. Keep them weak, docile, fat, and dumb. The shutting down of travel, the shutting down of commerce. And those are elements of freedom. Those are elements of sovereignty. Those are elements of you having power and self-sufficiency and independence apart from a global super state. You can't have that in a global superstate. And so they said 100 years ago, we'll have a universal basic income credit system. Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, said that 100 years ago. Okay, this is not something that Mark Zuckerberg dreamt up. It's not an invention of any Silicon Valley tech nerd. This is something invented by people 100 years ago, like Lord Birkenhead saying that we'll have babies in test tubes. In the 1930s, he said that. And he was one of the Lord Milner circles, one of the Cecil Rhodes roundtable people. Look up Lord Birkenhead's famous essay in Cosmopolitan magazine where he says, save my essay because in 100 years, we'll start genetically engineering babies, bring them out of test tubes. We'll have a completely controlled technocracy. 100 years ago. That's the real plan. And I think the argument here is that if people aren't smart enough to go and read a freaking public essay and figure out that it's a 100-year-old plan, then the idea is that you deserve it. Now, I don't think that that's true, but we will be defeated if we don't wake up and understand that. I mean, how hard is it to go and look and see if Lord Birkenhead wrote an essay in the 20s or 30s in Cosmopolitan magazine about growing babies in test tubes in 100 years? There it is. Okay, there you go. It's a 100-year plan. He was one of the top elites in the circles of Milner, Cecil Rhodes, et cetera, et cetera. This is the type of thing that you read in Brave New World. Aldous Huxley is hanging out in the circles of these people. That's why he wrote the book. So, like, why can't anybody figure this out? that's why they want to ban cars. That's why they want to ban stoves. That's why they want to have no families. That's why they want to have 15-minute cities, right? That's why they want to have death care, euthanasia. It's in all the sci-fi stories, Logan's Run, Soylent Green. That's why there's the Agenda 21 treaty, the Rio Bush treaty, what they had planned for 2030. It's all in that as well, which Alex has been talking about for 23 years, 25 years. The UN Biodiversity Project, the Rewilding Project, all of those are real plans and projects for the shutting down of the existing system. Remember the CDC guy? He said, let's blow up the existing system to bring in the new medical system. And he said that before the coup. So why are they letting all of this come out about, you know, the stabbies and all that as the SPARS documents? Is because that's part of blowing up the existing system by design. It's a technique of warfare. And they're gonna blame it, of course, on everybody else. So, oh, it was, you know, these low-level people. Your fault that it's everybody else's fault that the stabbies are doing this. Right? They'll just say that it was a new, you know, COVID-27 is going around and doing it. We didn't know it, but COVID-27 is causing people to have, you know, cardiac arrest, blah, blah, blah. Those are, again, it's all just psyops. It's all just gaslighting. But the point is that this is all part of a bigger plan. If you don't understand the bigger plan, none of this is ever going to be solved. It's not going to be stopped. So all you have to do is go read Lord Birkenhead's essay. It's not very long. And you can see it's a plan. It's not a plan that Klaus cooked up. Not a plan in history. It's not a plan that Henry Kissinger cooked up. In fact, it's not even a plan David Rockefeller cooked up, because he went and studied under these people. He studied under Harold Lasky at Harvard and at the London School of Economics, and that was set up by who? By the Fabian socialists, who wanted to align themselves, combine Marxism with big capitalism. That's their whole thing. That explains everything, doesn't it? It's a perfect explanation. It's a perfect way to understand what's going on now. And if we don't understand that, we're not going to fix it. So all of these institutions, all these global institutions, they have this as their origin. This is the origin. This is how to understand this is a big, huge plan. And this is the basis for the UBI. This is the basis for changing everybody's DNA. So remember, it wasn't just a way to change the church. It's a way to change human beings, to change their own biology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.